RVB Marvin was born in 1933 in Excursion Inlet to Lillian Pratt Marvin and John Marvin. He was one of 12 children. He went to Mount Edgecombe High School, business school in Chicago, and served in the U.S. Marine Corps in the Korean War. Marlene Johnson grew up with Marvin in Hoonah.
We were opposite clans. I mean, he was an eagle and I was a raven, but we were good friends.
That friendship came in handy during the years they worked together on the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. Marvin and Johnson were among the five members of the Tlingit-Haida Central Council Executive Committee to lobby Congress, and when ANCSA passed in 1971, Hoonah Totem was created as the Hoonah Village Corporation. Marvin was appointed corporation treasurer. Johnson was a board member.
He was at every meeting, and he worked with us as we looked at the history and doing the land selection and important things for the corporation.
These were complicated issues. Johnson says Marvin was just the guy to explain them.
He was very fluent in Tlingit, and so he could explain it in Tlingit to the elders that didn't understand English that well.
And as they met with new shareholders in Hoonah and other parts of Southeast, Johnson says Marvin also listened well, so he could tell the board what Hoonah Totem members wanted in their corporation. Marvin later transitioned from treasurer to board member, serving 19 years. He was a member of the Alaska Native Brotherhood and active with Tlingit and Haida. In 2005, he was named Citizen of the Year by the Central Council for what the organization called his extreme dedication to the Alaska Native community. Edward Thomas was president at the time.
He was with and very loyal to Tlingit-Haida Central Council since the 60s.
Lisa Worrell keeps the family tree for her large family. She's always called Harvey Marvin great-grandfather, though he was actually her great-uncle. Worrell is on the Juneau School Board. Marvin and his late wife, Lillian, were there when she was sworn into office. Worrell can recite the work Marvin has done for his people through Native organizations, as a Sitka Assembly member and other political involvement. Harvey and Lillian were Democrats and super voters, she says.
It was more a matter of, like, civic duty and always making sure that the family was aware of the issues and made sure they voted. They never pushed any people, but obviously they had their people that they were supporting.
Former Juneau Representative Beth Kurtula was one of them. Kurtula got to know Marvin when her father was a state senator and chairman of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. Marvin was the auditor. Years later, when Kurtula ran for Juneau's downtown seat in the State House, Marvin sat her down for a tutorial on the nuts and bolts of Juneau politics.
He had almost every twist and turn and nuance and knew the groups that I needed to reach out to and knew the people that I needed to go talk to.
But it didn't stop there. Both Marvins worked hard on all five of her campaigns and were in the gallery at the state capitol when she took the oath of office. Kurtula calls Marvin an astute politician.
You know, I think Harvey would have been governor or U.S. senator in a different day. He just had that kind of talent and ability.
More importantly, she says, the Marvins set a great example of how to be good human beings. Lillian Marvin passed away in February, just after they had celebrated their 59th wedding anniversary. Lisa Worrell says she is imagining
two lovebirds are back together.
A memorial service for Harvey Marvin is Saturday at 3 p.m. at Alaska Memorial Park on Riverside Drive. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.